It's a scenario urban legends are built upon. A young woman drives alone along a deserted, darkened stretch of road under a moonless sky. Suddenly, unexpectedly, her car stutters to a halt. She allows it to coast off the bitumen onto the verge. Close by, she can make out the gentle ebb of murky water where it touches the lake shore. Otherwise, all is still. No phones, no petrol station, and literally, nobody. Turning off George Harrison warbling from the radio that he really wants to see you, Lord, she can't quite fathom how she could be out of fuel. Sitting there in gloom, broken only by two small orbs feebly projected from the front of her mini miner, she ponders her limited options. Seemingly in response, lights appear through the rear window. They blink as they draw nearer, until she realizes she's closing her eyes each time she exhales. A dark, bulky vehicle she finds difficult to identify glides past. It's strangely quiet for the size. At first she thinks it's not going to stop. Then, jerkily, it pulls over. She's sure the slight tremor creeping from the tiny hairs at the base of her neck down her spine is relief. As the car idles in front of her, the solitary silhouette she can just make out sitting in the driver's seat is unmoved. Squinting through her windscreen into the distance beyond, a faint, sunrise-like tinge indicates the city centre. She feels it might be near enough for her to walk. The darkness is close now, though, heavily settled. The absence of streetlights conceals the way forward and back. It might not be safe to remain out here. She takes a deep breath, surprised at the slight tang of pine needles that greets her, given huddled to the right of this road are an assortment of primarily gum trees with their peppermint scent. Noticing her own headlights are still aglow, she kills them, hesitantly reaches for her handbag from the otherwise empty passenger side. Stepping out of the car, she self-consciously pulls down the hem of her above-the-knee patterned dress, draws her cardigan more tightly about her, pats her upstyled hair, for which she'd given 2 hours of her day for a hairdresser to fuss over. Overdress only if not on your way to a party. Fumbling with the keys, her shivering must be the dampness of the night air, even though autumn is a month away. Eventually she hears the soft click of the button locks popping into place. Tentatively approaching the other vehicle, hunched in the inkiness like some monsterish spider, its only illumination the faint reddish sheen of a dashboard light. Startled by a sudden movement within, she wonders if it's a second figure, or only shadows jumping. Almost there, she thinks she can faintly hear the tail end of that song by the ex-Beatle at the top of the charts for almost 4 weeks now that she was listening to before. Surely it's been more than 3 minutes. Catching what seems the faintest whiff of tobacco, menthol perhaps, but she's no expert. A twinge of concern that in her condition, she shouldn't be in a confined space filled with cigarette smoke. Before she can decide, another set of headlights flicker behind. Like a nocturnal animal, she's caught. The couple in this latest arrival can't be sure if the hazy figure they think they spot turns back towards them or not. By the time they're close enough to illuminate the scene more fully, there's no one and nothing there. And this is no urban legend. I'm Nicole Overall, social history investigator, award-winning journalist and author, and this is Capital Crime Files, exploring the unsolved, unexplained and unknown at the heart of a nation. The Australian capital is beautiful and is largely without problems that blight most other cities. Canberra, Past, Present and Future, Australian Government Publishing Services, 1972. Canberra, heart of the Australian Commonwealth, the seat of government and a postcard-perfect capital. A mindfully crafted, artfully constructed, modernist city of manicured streets and suburban serenity nestled in a bushland setting. Its 2,280-kilometre-squared radius, described by some as a misshapen ear, carved out of the southeastern corner of First State, New South Wales. Deliberately positioned some 3 hours from Sydney, 7 hours from Melbourne, and less than 2 to make the south coast. with a population of less than 500,000 in the year 2020. Since its 1913 inception, violent crime has remained relatively uncommon. Not, though, unknown. The first murder ever tried in the Australian Capital Territory, ACT, was in 1932. A 25-year-old unemployed sheet metal worker, Bertram Porter, accused of poisoning his 11-month-old son after his wife left him for another man. By the middle of its sixth decade, the capital was rudely awakened with potentially its most shocking, the still unsolved abduction and heinously cruel murder of 6-year-old Alan Redstone in 1966. There's also been at least one local case of rape where the perpetrator, an ex-serviceman, was sentenced to hang. And then there's the string of unsolved disappearances and deaths of young women within the orbit of the capital. In its overall history, and sadly in line with other telling statistics, female victims of violent crime outnumber males. Of the 10 individuals on the current ACT missing persons list, 7 are women who fit a quite distinct profile. Of its 6 unsolved homicides nominated as under investigation, 3 involve women also of a particular demographic. One of those so listed ranks as close to Canberra's most enduring unsolved mystery. On a fine February evening in a Canberra within living memory, Karen Rowland, a 20-year-old receptionist, is on her way to meet up with friends. She doesn't arrive. Her white mini miner is found abandoned, though locked, by the edge of the lake around which the city is set. She is never seen alive again. Almost 50 years on, the who, what, and why remain unanswered. The chillingly similar hallmarks it bears to other regional cases that have occurred since heightens the gnawing dread. Is there a possibility any of them might be linked in the most insidious fashion? Among those on this unenviable list, 28-year-old, attractive mother of 3, Mary Bertram. On a Sunday afternoon in 1974, Mary left home never to return. Her naked, strangled body would be found in scrub on the capital's outskirts. No one has ever been charged. A decade later, 17-year-old Megan Mulquinney vanished in broad daylight after her shift at a busy suburban shopping plaza. Her fate is still unknown. And there are others. What follows is an in-depth original investigation into each of these disturbing situations. My long-held interest is one of concern, empathy, and maddening questions. In a still relatively small place, many of those connected are personally known to me. In the same vein, though more disturbing, what are the chances of having crossed paths with a faceless, nameless perpetrator or perpetrators? Theories, conjecture, and various urban myths have inevitably arisen. Unsurprisingly, most stray widely from the often much harsher facts. I've interviewed still grieving families and friends. Their tragic losses and the lack of a resolution, a never-ending, soul-burdening hurt. I've tracked down witnesses and located those with memories of the times and events as they unfolded. I've obtained court records, police statements, autopsy reports, and coronial inquests. I've combed historical articles and archival material. And of course, I've compared it all to the speculation that's proliferated with the arrival of an online, often anonymous world. Jigsaw puzzles with pieces scattered by the passing of not just years, but decades, assembled to provide a more complete, accurate picture for the first time. Some names have been omitted or changed in the interest of privacy and to avoid any opportunity for the potential to prejudice a case should justice be served. While my aim is to hopefully unearth a memory, a clue, or a link that might reinvigorate and encourage reinvestigation, at the least, it's also to honour the memories of those so lost, and to fully impart the stories of lives and promise cut short. Each of the tragedies has weighed heavily on the generally wholesome capital over all this time. Someone out there knows the truth. This is the chance to discover it.